club. We don't need the neon lights. The girl, I got that 87 gassed up 30 early out there in your drive. Got you a bullet and a koozie, keep it ice cold. You take a sip before we get gone. Looking at you with your hand out the window. I'm turning right while you're turning me on.
CQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
It was 22 years ago today, the 9/11 terror attacks, a day frozen in the hearts and minds of so many of us. Do you remember where you were when you heard the shocking news? Retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis does. Our military affairs analyst, he was in his office at the Pentagon.
I certainly remember it vividly as the smoke was rising, and, you know, I knew people that were killed at the impact point.
The Pentagon was one of the targets, along with the World Trade Center. There's also the field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where heroic passengers forced the jetliner down before it could reach the hijacker's intended target. More than 3,000 Americans were killed on that day. They will be remembered today, ceremonies across the country. President Biden will attend one of those ceremonies in Alaska. Despite China's aggression in the South China Sea, its ongoing threats against Taiwan, the theft of intellectual property and American technology, and the spy balloon incident, President Biden says he is not out to contain communist China. In the president's words, "We're all better off if China does well." While unleashing mountainous waves on the islands of the Caribbean, Hurricane Lee is not expected to make landfall.
Hurricane Lee was generating pretty heavy swells for several islands, including the U.S. Virgin Islands, the BVI, and Puerto Rico. And those swells are expected to peak early into the week with waves of up to 20 feet for Puerto Rico and nearby islands.
And that's correspondent Donica Coto reporting from Puerto Rico. Forecasters say that the east coast of the U.S. could witness some pretty rough surf in the coming few days as a result of Hurricane Lee. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are up 78 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, the fact of pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Inflation is pushing up the cost of just about everything, but life insurance actually costs less today than it did a few years ago. Now is the time to get the insurance you need. Call SelectQuote and we'll help you save more than 50% on term life insurance. You can get up to $2 million in same-day coverage with no medical exam.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-646-9595 or go to SelectQuote.com now. That's 1-800-646-9595.
Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
South Korean media says that a North Korean train, presumably carrying dictator Kim Jong-un, is Russia-bound.
Unidentified South Korean government sources were reported as saying that Kim's train most likely left North Korea on Sunday evening for a meeting with Putin as early as Tuesday. U.S. officials had recently released intelligence suggesting the North Korean and Russian leaders were arranging to meet. According to U.S. officials, Putin could focus on securing more supplies of North Korean artillery and other ammunition to fuel its war in Ukraine. I'm Karen Chavas.
The British government resisting calls to label China a threat to the U.K. The calls are coming from some politicians after the revelation that a researcher in Parliament was arrested earlier this year on suspicion of spying for Beijing. The UK's business secretary saying Britain should avoid calling China a foe or employing language that could escalate tensions. Townhall.com. One of the most active volcanoes in the world wakes up.
Kilauea began erupting Sunday after a two-month pause, displaying glowing lava that's a safe distance from people and structures in a national park on the Big Island. The Hawaii Volcano Observatory says gases released by the eruption will cause volcanic smog downwind of Kilauea. Hawaii's second-largest volcano erupted from September 2021 until last December. A 2018 Kilauea eruption destroyed more than 700 homes. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
An explosion at an Archer Daniels Midland facility in Illinois has injured several employees while sending a massive plume of smoke high into the air. ADM says the explosion occurred shortly after 7 last evening at a processing complex in Decatur, Illinois. The agricultural company says that several injured employees were transported to a local hospital. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, with some fog to start, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, do pick up a slight chance for a spotty afternoon shower in the mid-60s. Left north winds at 5 to 10. For tonight, still a chance for some showers, low 40s. For Tuesday, some morning fog and a chance for some showers mainly through midday up to 58. Sunshine making a return for Wednesday, some patchy frost in the morning, a high of 63. Thursday, lower 70s with a good deal of sunshine, then a chance for some showers returning Friday in the lower 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now it's 46.
Picket fenced in, her heart's like a feather in a torso wing. Seaside breeze will bring her to life, and all them other boys say she's a goodbye girl. She'll wreck your world and leave before the morning sun. But here she is free, lying next to me. Cause I ain't trying to tame her love. Looking for some
Q Country.
Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to a two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. And I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket of girls, raspberry wine, the Christian time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, trying to impress the ladies. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, I go back to the smell of an old gym floor and the taste of salt on a Carolina shore after graduation and drinking goodbye to friends. And I go back to watching summer fade to fall, growing up too fast and I do recall wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back. We all have a song that somehow stamped our lives. It takes us to another place and time. So I go back to the pew, preacher and a choir, singing about God and brimstone and fire, and the smell of Sunday chicken after church. And I go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him. Now only the good die young stops me in my tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket of girls, some raspberry wine. I go back, I go to watching summer fade to fall.
Take it.
98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
After six, and a good Monday to you on this 11th day of September of 2023. We're looking at 64 for a high temp today. 64, we're at 45 right now. Pleasant day today, just a 25% chance that we're going to get wet today. Winds will be northeast at about 7 to 13, so we'll call this a pleasant day around the Northwoods. Cooler tomorrow, high only 56. For tomorrow with
Again, not much of a wind blowing around tomorrow. Temperatures will eventually warm up into the 70 range for Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And a fairly dry week. I'm not saying we're not going to get any rain, but the chances of rain are under 30% for every day for the entire week. 45 again is our temp right now. Got a lot to talk about from the weekend. Badgers played a little bit. Brewers played a very interesting game yesterday. And the Packers, well, hang on. We'll get you some news info coming up at 7. We can't get you a news minute right now, but we will get you a quick sports minute with Bill Scott and the crew here.
The Packers crushed the Bears 38-20, extending their win streak to 9 games over Chicago. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jordan Love passing for 245 yards and 3 touchdowns in his first game as the Packers' new starting quarterback.
Obviously, coming in here, we knew what type of game we were in for. Obviously, my first game in this rivalry, so, I mean, it felt good. They're a good team. Obviously, first half was close, and second half, the way we bounced back and came out there in second half and just total domination, felt good.
Aaron Jones combined for 127 yards and 2 scores. Romeo Doubs also caught a pair of touchdowns, while Quay Walker took a Justin Fields interception for a pick 6. Week 1 of the NFL season closing tonight. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets take on the Buffalo Bills at MetLife Stadium. Last night, the Cowboys defense racked up 7 sacks and 2 interceptions as Dallas crushed the Giants 40-0. Corbin Burns pitching his best game of the season. 8 innings of no-hit ball, but the Brewers fell to the Yankees 4-3-13. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FRIEND to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FRIEND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, with some fog to start, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, do pick up a slight chance for a spotty afternoon shower in the mid-60s. Left north winds at 5 to 10. For tonight, still a chance for some showers, low 40s. For Tuesday, some morning fog and a chance for some showers mainly through midday up to 58. Sunshine making a return for Wednesday, some patchy frost in the morning, a high of 63. Thursday, lower 70s with a good deal of sunshine. Then a chance for some showers returning Friday in the lower 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 46.
Country. I never stay in one place too long. A dirt road singing me a siren song. I gotta find a field. I need to spin my wheels. I gotta anchor in for four wide tires and I can't help it. It's the way I'm wired. Boy, you get too close. Boy, you need to know. I got a heart like a truck. It's been drugged through the mud. Runs on dreams and gasoline. And that old highway holds a key. It's got a left foot down when it's leaving. Lord knows it's taking a hell of a beating. A little bit of love is all that it's needing. But as good as it is tough, I got a heart like a truck.
Dreamers ready to fly. All those boys. wasting your time chasing the tail of a dragon kind of dream. But I'm here to tell you anything can happen in this life if you got the heart and the passion and a godlit fire inside. This goes out to the drifters and all of the dreamers who are ready to fly. All those wannabe rock stars who lifting their guitars. And all of the dreamers who are ready to fly. All you born to be rock stars are lifting your guitars and painting the sky.
Nobody's Nobody, 98 Q Country.
Good Monday to you. Well, the first week, well, it's a couple games tonight yet, right? Aaron Rodgers going to play with the Jets tonight. But week one of the NFL season pretty much in the books. And Jordan Love got off to a nice start. The Bears appear to be what they were last year. They were the worst team in football last year. And it appears to be on track for that again, but it is only 1 week. You're too excited. It is easy to overreact one way or the other, isn't it? When your team wins or loses or somebody looks good, somebody looks bad. Problem is, in the NFL, you're really not sure how good that other team you played in the first week is. You're just not really sure. You got a little bit of an idea, but, you know, whether you win or lose that first week, the euphoria and the disappointment are extreme. They're extreme. They certainly are. Jordan Love looked good yesterday. That Bear defense was not a very good defense. They weren't a good defense last year. That wasn't a good defense. But Jordan Love did what he needed to do. He went to Chicago and won. And even though Chicago is not that good of a team recently, they, anytime you win on the road in the NFL, it's a big deal. And anytime you beat your rival, well, one of your rivals, Vikings and Bears, Packers rivals, it's big too. So the Packers off to that 1-0 start. Vikings stumbled out of the gate at home against Tampa Bay. They just couldn't get out of their own way. The Vikings had some turnover problems, and they just couldn't. It's like they were playing with 3 feet the whole day if you watch the game. They just were kind of stumbling over themselves the whole way. And Tampa Bay pulled out a victory. 57-yard field goal, the difference in the fourth quarter. It wasn't a buzzer beater, but it ended up being the difference as Tampa Bay won. So Tampa Bay, what do you got? Packers at 1-0, Detroit at 1-0, Chicago and Minnesota, both at 0-1. The Vikings have a tough one right away on Thursday. They'll travel to Philadelphia for a Thursday night game right away. We have all the news and sports. We'll get you in the know coming up after 7 o'clock.
With Labor Day savings at the Home Depot, we'll get your kitchen clicking. With top brand appliances, like a new LG refrigerator capable of making 4 different types of ice. Or an LG oven with built-in air fryer for healthier, crispier options. Plus, with convenient shopping in-store and online, your innovative new appliances are also just a click away. Final days to get up to $700 off select appliances, plus an extra $1,000 off LG kitchen appliances only at the Home Depot. Pricing valid 8/24 through 9/13, U.S. only. See store online for details.
Civic Media is hiring. We have an immediate opening for an administrative assistant manager. The job requires good computer skills, data entry, receptionist duties, manage our shopping show platform, assist company team members with day-to-day station and office operations, bookkeeping and accounting experience, attention to detail, and good communication skills. This position is full-time, Monday through Friday. We will train the successful candidate in all the radio technology and programs needed to do the job, offering a very competitive wage and benefits. If you're interested in joining a progressive company with room to grow and advance, please send your resume to darla.isham@civicmedia.us or drop it off at the radio station, or you can mail it to Civic Media, attention Darla Isham, Box 309, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer. We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin. And for those of you who may have taken a little trip out Highway E or down one of the pothole roads here in Wisconsin, that car, Pete, might be clanking a little bit, right?
Boy, I'll tell you what, you know, sometimes depending what pothole you hit, your car will make some weird noises.
Yeah, it's like an early Halloween, right? It's scary.
Absolutely.
Nothing scarier than hearing that weird noise. If your car is making a weird noise, you guys will come bring it in there, check it out, and see what's going on, right?
Absolutely. You know, we got a lot of great discounts going on right now. Make sure you look, check your Northwood shopper out. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change, as well as some A discounts for tires, brakes, stuff that these roads are beating up your cars. And you know what? Fall and winter's kind of creeping up on us.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure your car is reliable and roadworthy, and we can make sure it happens.
And they can give you a call to set up that service appointment there. How can they reach you there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call, 762-2467. I'm going to 762-2467. and we can get you scheduled and get you in the shop and get your car fixed today.
Just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13, Fifield, Wisconsin. Wheelway, schedule your next service work right there.
I'm Captain Ann Maxson with the Wisconsin State Patrol. Safety on our highways is a team effort. Every day, our troopers and inspectors focus on keeping people and commerce moving safely. Drivers can do their part to prevent crashes and needless tragedies by remembering two simple things. Buckle up, phones down. Thanks for helping us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads.
A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, with some fog to start, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, do pick up a slight chance for a spotty afternoon shower in the mid-60s. Left north winds at 5 to 10. For tonight, still a chance for some showers, low 40s. For Tuesday, some morning fog and a chance for some showers mainly through midday up to 58. Sunshine making a return for Wednesday, some patchy frost in the morning, a high of 63. Thursday, lower 70s with a good deal of sunshine, then a chance for some showers returning Friday in the lower 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 46.
Ready, ready, ready.
Brand new country.
Freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
Sitting in six lane backed up traffic. Horns are honking. I've about had it. I'm looking for an exit sign. Gotta get out of here, get it all off my mind. And like a memory from your grandpa's attic, a song comes slipping through the radio static, changing my mood. A little George Strait in 1982, and it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel. Unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey. Tear down some two-lane country. Makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. I've been cooped up, tied down, about forgotten what a field looks like, full of corn and cotton. If I'm gonna hit a traffic jam, well, it better be a tractor man. So sick and tired of this interstate system. I need a curve and wind, a twist in a dusty path to nowhere. With the wind blowing through my baby's hair, yeah, it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel. Unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey. Tear down some two-lane country. Makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road. Maybe it's the feeling, or maybe it's the freedom. Maybe it's that shady spot where we park the truck when things get hot. Girl, we park the truck when things get hot. And it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel. Unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab your honey. Tear down some two-lane country. Who knows? Get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. We're
air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Everybody's got a problem, so do I. But we ain't gonna solve them on a Saturday night. I just put a paycheck in the bank, and I ain't hit the town in a minute to drink. You had one of them, one of those weeks, stuck on repeat. I'll save you a seat. Back while you're cussing the sun, and if your girl don't love you no more, well, here's a tall boy to cry in, and it's been paid for. And if you're short on cash, say cheers. Well, don't sweat it, leave the sweating to the beer. Come on now, swing on by, bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap, and bottles on ice, living on feel-good standard time. That's on you, cause the beer's on me. Yeah, the beer's on me. Oh, oh, oh. Drink it down. I like my drinks like my roof on the house. We turning up, got double cups, the sun's going down. With lagers, I'm a boxer, yeah, I need about 12 rounds. And I could be a sponsor if you like how that sounds. Tell me what you drinking, buckets for a Lincoln. I could cover you and me and everyone you bring. Come on now, swing on by, bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap, bottles on ice, living on feel-good standard time. My card's on the bar, you got nowhere to be. If you don't come through, buddy, that's on you. Kill a cold Miller, Blue Moon, Red Stripe. Natter day don't matter to me, cause don't nothing taste better than free. Yeah, the beer's on me.
The beer's on him, I guess. Dierks and Hardy there at 98Q Country on this Monday, the 11th of September. It was 22 years ago this morning that our country was under attack. The Twin Towers and others, the Pentagon and another plane in Pennsylvania. It was a quite a day in history. For those of you who were old enough to remember it, you never forget it. And for those of you who aren't old enough to know what happened, look at it. You have to learn from history. And that's why we say we never forget, is just to learn from the history and realize that there's just some people out there who just want, they just want to get at us. Or appreciate our freedoms in this country and stuff like that for whatever reason. So we need to take a moment to make sure that we remember those who were affected by, we all were affected by it, but you know what I mean. And we'll have a couple of tributes here in the morning show to that 22 years ago today, 9/11 of 2001. Let's get some words of wisdom to get us moving on this Monday morning. Focus on the Family is being brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
Marriage can be tough. Take, for example, President Abraham Lincoln's relationship with his wife, Mary Todd Lincoln. By all accounts, she was a contentious woman with a vicious temper. Because of mental issues, she spent her final days confined to an insane asylum. Her instability led to years of conflict with Abe. Once she was so upset, she barged into a presidential meeting Lincoln was having with heads of state and threw his drink right in his face. On another occasion, a salesman was so upset at the way Mary had treated him, he went straight to the Oval Office to complain. And that was back in a time when you could do it. Lincoln listened to the man's complaint, put his hand on his shoulder, and said, "Surely you can endure for 15 minutes what I've had to endure for 15 years. Marriage is about more than just our happiness. It's about growing us into better people." The tenacity it took for Lincoln to stay married is the same tenacity he needed to stay the course in his presidency, despite terrible criticism and years of civil war. It was that same tenacity that put an end to slavery and saved the Union. I'm not suggesting that you simply tolerate an abusive situation, not at all. But if you're about to bail out of your marriage because you're not as happy as you think you should be, you might reconsider your view of marriage. Equally important to happiness is serving one another, giving to one another, and learning to be patient. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.
Everything that you've ever seen with Miranda Lambert on it, I have my finger on pulse of what it is. Out of Wind, I've seen every article of clothing. I've spent hours and hours sending inspirations. I've sent clothes that I love and fabrics, and I'm involved in every single garment that you see. It's important to me that it is an extension of my music, and it's an extension of who I am. I always want it to stay as honest as my music. Idlewind at Boot Barn.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk.
Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates.
Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Your Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, with some fog to start, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, do pick up a slight chance for a spotty afternoon shower in the mid-60s. Left north winds at 5 to 10. For tonight, still a chance for some showers, low 40s. For Tuesday, some morning fog and a chance for some showers mainly through midday up to 58. Sunshine making a return for Wednesday, some patchy frost in the morning, a high of 63. Thursday, lower 70s with a good deal of sunshine, then a chance for some showers returning Friday in the lower 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 46.
This is really good.
Now it's time for
today's hottest country.
The hottest country.
The hottest.
98Q Country.
Been a rolling stone with a reckless streak. Yeah, the grass never gets too grown underneath my feet. City lights, southern stars, no such thing as gone too far.